It's Sunday, October 3rd, 2010. I am Kevin Shinryu Money, and you are listening to Random Acts of Anarchy 365. The title of today's show is Why So Serious? Hey everybody, today I'd like to talk about the gaming review industry a little bit, and my thoughts on why people are so damn negative. Now, I've been watching and reading game reviews since I was practically born. I've been a gamer for a very long time, starting out with the NES, and I remember reading episodes of Nintendo Power in the school library, because our school library had a multitude of magazine subscriptions, and you could go in there and read, like, the newest Nintendo Power, and I believe they also had EGM at one time. So I used to read those, and then I'd get onto the internet, and I'd start reading game reviews on the internet, and started getting into stuff like 1UP, and GameSpot, and different websites like that, and podcast, of course. And the one thing I've really started to realize is there's quite a lot of these, I'm going to be kind of negative here, hipster, urban game reviewers, like the guys at Rebel FM and stuff like that, who are immensely negative about almost everything and have a lot of preconceived notions and seem very jaded towards the gaming industry, but they say they love it. Oh, we love the game industry. Oh, we love the game industry. They like 6 or 7 games a year out of the couple thousand that are released. And it's depressing, honestly, to listen to this constant just yammering on about how horrible this is, and oh, the play mechanics, and oh, the studio, and oh, the this and the that, and it's freaking boring, and it's tiresome, and it's annoying. And then on the opposite side, you have good game reviewers. You have stuff like Classic Game Room on YouTube. It's one guy and like a little bit of a staff. He does 2 YouTube shows currently. One's called Classic Game Room, and the other one's called CGR Undertow. You can search either one on YouTube, and you'll find it quite easily. He does humorous but fact-based reviews. He shows the game. He talks about the game. This part of the game is good, this part of the game is bad, maybe this part's good for kids, this part's good for more of the adults, this is how the controls work. He explains the game in a funny manner. He does a lot of, like, goofy old, like, Vectrex jokes, and jokes about, like, Captain Awesome's Mega Awesome Vectrexes as, like, his sports team or whatever. And they're funny. They're entertaining to watch. But they're also informative. And then you have a site like Game Trailers, which, even though it's owned by MTV Viacom and all them, who I can't stand. I used to work for a company that was part of Viacom in Blockbuster, who then got sold away from Viacom. But I can't stand Viacom. I can't stand, like, 98% of the stuff that they do, especially MTV. But Game Trailers is one of the best video game review sites on the internet. Because the guy at Game Trailers who does the videos explains the game, shows the game, this is what's good, this is what's bad, this is why you might like it, and then they give it a score at the end, and their score is based on different criteria, and it's not obtuse, it's easy to figure out, it's easy to understand, and they show you a bunch of the games so you can kind of make up your decision yourself. So this is the problem I have. When the guys at Rebel FM were doing the 1UP show, the 1UP show was an excellent game review show and did a lot of the things that I'm talking about now. It still had some of its jaded, hate-everything, hipster kind of thing, but it wasn't too bad. The problem is so much emulates that and very little emulates Classic Game Room and Game Trailers and some just normal YouTubers on YouTube that buy a game and want to do a game review of it, and they show some of the footage of the game. This is what I want to see at a game review. I want to see footage of the game. I want to hear facts. I want to hear controls. I want to know if there's bugs. I want to know that kind of stuff. I want to know who this game is meant for and I want to see the game being played in action. I don't want quick snap, snap, snap produced scenes. I want to see the game being played. That's what gets me to buy a video game, if it's going to be a new game, is that kind of stuff. So, and my other problem with this is a lot of these major game review sites don't review all the games. They only review the big AAA titles. Who cares? Everybody's going to review those. There's a guy on YouTube called Red South City and another one called Protato, who have done a ton of excellent Wii, like underrated Wii hit reviews that are just absolutely awesome and really make you want to buy some of the more underrated Wii games, because they actually show gameplay, they show why it's fun, they show the shortfalls of the game, but they're like, a lot of these games are like $19-$20. They're cheap, they're good laugh, and they're good fun. So, that's my problem with game reviewers, is they all seem to be following in this one-up, what's the other one? IGN. IGN is really, really, really bad at this as well. But that whole hipster movement of Bay Area game reviewers are freaking ruining game reviews because they're all so damn negative. And it's really, really hard to watch. I mean, at times, I think X-Play on G4 has had better game reviews than some of these guys that consider themselves games journalists. And I put those in quotes because I hate that term. And anybody who follows me on Twitter knows about a guy that I've talked about who does a podcast, which I actually enjoy, called Gamer, but the host of the show hates everything that's good. He hated Mario Galaxy, he hates Sonic Adventure, he hates, like, every single game that people like, he calls everything ass. The only thing that isn't ass is, like, his Champions of Norrath and Baldur's Gate from the PlayStation 2. Okay? This is another one of these, like, guys that use just Linux, and Linux is God, and this, that, and the other thing, and guess what? It's not. Windows is better. Sorry. Stop your bitching. So that's my problem. I'm just sick and tired of negativity in the game review industry. I hope that in, like, doing a couple game reviews and a couple TV shows reviews that I've done in the past, that I don't come off like that, and I hope to not come off like that when I do stuff for Logon as well. I don't want to be negative. I don't like being negative towards a game. I think that almost every video game has some redeeming quality to somebody, and you're doing it a disservice to these games to just brush them off as shit without really trying what you can get out of them, or what somebody else might be able to get out of them. So, that's my opinion. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Talk to you guys later. Peace.